Good evening, this is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Cuckoo with the evening news. The headlines. The world welcoming New Year 2026 with renewed hope and fireworks. As countdown to midnight begins, Nagaland gears up to usher in New Year, Chief Minister calls for purposeful living in 2026. CBSE announces revised dates of board examinations for Class 10 and 12. And Donor Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia calls for result-driven push to boost sports ecosystem in the Northeast. Now the news in detail. As the world bids farewell to 2025, cities across the globe are ushering in 2026 with a mix of dazzling spectacles and long-held traditions. The Pacific Island nation of Kiribati became the first country in the world to welcome 2026, marking the official start of New Year celebrations worldwide. Auckland in New Zealand followed with a colorful fireworks display over the Sky Tower, while Australia lit up the skies with traditional fireworks at the Sydney Harbour. Later, crowds in New York City will gather for the iconic ball drop at Times Square. Celebrations are also set to take place in London, Rio de Janeiro, and Denmark as the world rings in 2026. In Nagaland, the excitement and anticipation is building up as the final hours of 2025 slip away and citizens prepare to usher in 2026. From village gatherings to celebrations in towns, the state is alive with vibrant energy, ready to welcome the new year with open hearts and renewed hope. Churches are hosting special Thanksgiving and prayer services where people will gather for reflection, singing, and a shared sense of community. Meanwhile, homes and streets are being set up for night-long vigils, bonfires, and fireworks. Across the state, revelers are exchanging warm greetings. As Nagaland gears up to welcome 2026, local residents share their plans and aspirations for the upcoming year.
My plans today as I await the new year is just keeping it simple, spending some quiet time, praying together with family, reflecting on the year and start the new year with a lot of faith and a grateful heart, and believing that this season is going to bring new beginnings, healing and blessings.
I'll be home with my parents, my family, sharing laughter, having snacks with tea or coffee maybe, listening to songs, singing out, and then maybe talk about how 2025 has treated us and also how 2026 is going to be and what 2026 has for me as a person as well, for my family as well. No, nothing fancy. I'll be just home with my parents and family.
Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo has extended his New Year greetings. In a social media post, he wished the people good health, peace and renewed hope. He expressed hope that the upcoming year would bring new possibilities, progress and meaningful achievements. The Chief Minister encouraged everyone to live 2026 with purpose and blessings. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to the citizens of the country and abroad on the eve of New Year 2026. In her message, the president said the new year symbolizes renewed energy and positive change and serves as an opportunity for self-reflection and fresh resolutions. She urged everyone to strengthen their commitment to the nation's development, social harmony, and environmental protection. The president expressed hope that 2026 will bring peace, happiness, and prosperity to all and infuse new energy to build a stronger and more prosperous India. Akashwani Kohima will broadcast a special year-end program titled Retrospect 2025 tonight from 9:30 p.m. to 12 midnight. The program can be heard on FM Tregopan 103 MHz. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has announced the revised dates of board examinations for Class 10th and 12th. According to the CBSE, the Class 10th grade examination, which was earlier scheduled on 3rd March next year, will now be held on the 11th of March next year, while the date for Class 12th examination has been moved to 10th April, which was earlier scheduled on 3rd March 2026. The board said that the dates have been rescheduled due to administrative reasons. CBSE has also asked schools to disseminate this information to all concerned students and parents. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Union Donor Minister Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya stressed the need for a focused, practical and outcome-oriented approach to further strengthen the sports ecosystem in the northeastern states. Yesterday, Mr. Sindhya, along with Nagaland and Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla, co-chaired the fourth high-level task force meeting on promotion of sports in the region. During the meeting, Union Minister Sindhya emphasized the concept of one sport, one state. He also called for structured tournaments from village to state levels and the preparation of discipline-specific case studies for each state. The meeting focused on strengthening sports infrastructure, enhancing coaching and talent identification, promoting competitions in village and rural areas, among others. Senior officers from the donor ministry and state sports departments participated in the meeting. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said that this year the government undertook a series of landmark reforms marking important chapters in the country's national journey towards Viksit Bharat 2047. Launching the Government of India Calendar 2026 in New Delhi today, he highlighted that these reforms were guided by a clear objective to ensure inclusive growth, strengthen economic resilience, and lay a sustainable foundation for the country's long-term development.
The calendar is not only about marking days and months. It is about to setting a direction, reforming priorities, reminding us quietly but consistently of our shared national purposes. The theme of this year calendar, Bharat at 2026, our Honorable Prime Minister's vision that Seva, Sushasan or Samriti, captures India at a moment of assured confidence. It reflects a nation that is secure in its identity, strong in its institutions and clear in its long-term vision.
Speaking on the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju said the design of the calendar is very carefully curated and it really spells out the priorities of the government and evolved as a communication instrument of the government.
It's not just a mere listing of dates and holidays, but actually it's a very carefully curated narrative that visually and thematically captures the priorities, values and the direction our nation is expected to take with the help of Government of India.
Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that employment of workers engaged in MGNREGA is fully secure under the newly enacted Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Gramin Act 2025. The minister said this while chairing an online interaction with representatives of MGNREGA functionaries serving across the country. Addressing specific concerns raised about wages and honorarium, he noted that the ceiling for expenditure has been raised from the previous 6% to 9%. Mr. Chauhan said this will enable state governments to facilitate prompt and reliable payments to functionaries and facilitate their overall service conditions. The government has prohibited the manufacturing, sale and distribution of all oral formulations containing painkiller nimesulide above 100 mg with immediate effect. In a notification, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare said the move is in consultation with the Drugs Technical Advisory Board. It said that the use of all oral formulations containing nimesulide is likely to involve risk to human beings, adding that safer alternatives to the drug is available in the market. Nimesulide is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug which is widely used in the treatment of acute pain. And in cricket, Nagaland went down to Bihar today in the Vijay Hazare Trophy plate. After winning the toss and choosing to bat, Nagaland were bowled out for 212 runs. Bihar chased down the target with 73 balls remaining, beating Nagaland by 8 wickets. Bihar's Suraj Kashyap was named player of the match for his impressive bowling performance, taking 5 wickets for 23 runs. With this, Nagaland moves down to third place in the points table. They will face Arunachal Pradesh on 3rd January in their last group stage match. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. World welcoming New Year 2026 with renewed hope and fireworks. As countdown to midnight begins, Nagaland gears up to usher in New Year. Chief Minister calls for purposeful living in 2026. CBSE announces revised dates of board examinations for Class 10 and 12. And Donor Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya calls for result-driven push to boost sports ecosystem in the Northeast. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Wishing all listeners a happy new year. Good night.